That's going to come on in and get it early. Okay, later, bye.
While I was sleeping, Lord, you were working on the mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy, you call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace.
Good morning, mercy. Good morning, mercy. And that's a song to really, really wake us up this morning. It is not Friday the 13th. It is Saturday the 13th day of all of May. And how quickly we've gotten to almost the halfway mark. One day away from celebrating Mother's Day. So for all it's worth, we're going to be saying good morning to the folks, good evening, good night, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, brought to you by Caribbean Global Voices. And with us, and we're going to start the proceedings off with prayer, none other but the illustrious one, Mr. Leon Francis. Good morning, sir, and how are you?
A pleasant good morning to you, Ivor, and to all the wonderful people around the world. And, of course, all the panelists, and those who are on and those who wish to be on a little later on. It's a wonderful day in my neck of the woods. I hope it is the same with you.
Yes, so far I'm in sunny South Florida, so I'm almost in your neck of the woods, but farther south of you.
Okay.
Yes.
That makes sense.
It is
a sunshine state.
All right. Okay, we'll have you start the proceedings off with prayer.
Okay, good. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you for this wonderful day that you have afforded us. We pray that we'll make the best use of it. We pray especially for the ones who are struggling with their health. I know we have many who are struggling, Lord. Namely, we have Dr. Eugene Francis, my brother and friend, Julian Francis, Dr. Leo, and his Lashley and his daughter, Lisa. Gabriel Francis, Wentworth Francis, Mertris and Bobsy Nisbet, Ralston Otto, Elkamita Willett, Everett Carter, Jeanette Hughes, Oliver Solomon, Connie Whitley, Alpheus Phillip, Dennis Kelman, Isilma Cornelius, Ellie Matt, of course, Mona Daniel, Fillmore Hallpike, family and friends of those departed, Lord. And all the other ones who have not expressed their concerns, Lord, we pray for them. We pray that you may just heal them from the bottom of the feet to the top of their heads, Lord. We just trust that you just continue to bring them back to their normal selves so they can continue to do the work you have set them here to do. We thank you for all the wonderful gifts you have given to this show. Pray for host Ivor and all the panelists this morning. And pray especially for the wonderful mothers who will be celebrating Mother's Day tomorrow with us, Lord. We pray for them. We thank them for what they've done to make this world a better place. And pray, Father, that you will just grant them the wisdom, the strength, the endurance to raise their children and to continue to raise their children the way they should. Lord, we're grateful for the ones who supported the show financially and those who have done so morally, Lord. We thank you for every bit of help. I ask that you continue to bless the show and let it be one to be remembered and not to be interfered with, Lord. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to thank you for that, Leon. And, of course, we want to say a special good morning to Dennis Heat, who is over there in California in his PJs.
All right.
Really, really good morning, Dennis. We want to say welcome to you, special welcome. And we have Sister Donna with us, so sure she will go ahead and tell us what's happening in her neck of the woods. Good morning, Donna. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you? I'm fine.
I'm doing well. And Leon say I'm in the place I ought to be. So
yes, good morning to everyone that is on the show at this time. Marcus, Ivor, Leon, and whoever else would be on at this time. In my neck of the woods here, we have been experiencing some real sunny weather. Right now we are at 71 and looking forward to reaching 79 today. So we're in for a warm one today.
Okay. Wait, okay. Let me see if I have Sister Kathleen on here. I see a number here. Let me see if I have some bad information. Good morning, 678-469. Is this Sister Kathleen? Okay. No, okay. But anyway, welcome 678-469. Welcome to the morning proceedings. And Murchis is not yet audible. She's here, but she said she needs to get the voice in tune. As she was just getting up. So we're one day away from Mother's Day. Every day should be Mother's Day, as the mighty Spy would have said. Every day should be Mother's Day. And not wait until your mom has passed on to buy a casket as big as Hilton Hotel. So we're going to probably, you know, have it going that way, Mother's Day line type this morning. Of course, the inspirational portion comes your way until 10 o'clock. Then sports come up at 10 o'clock. Then we'll have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. And that compliments Naomi's son, Mr. Audley Watson. Cannon Mills would come and greet his many fans, the special ones. And, of course, we'll have a commentary for you as well. And we'll go into the proceedings. And we'll have maybe we'll talk about Governor Ron DeSantis and the, what do we call it there, hanging people and murdering people, as some people put it. I don't know, it's punishment to take another life when they would have killed a person. We can have that discussion, as well as we can get into the political thing. We promised last week we'll continue the political saga over there in Nevis, especially when the interview was aired by a journalist, Calestra and Cleon Stapleton Simmons. So that's on the cards for today. But, of course, you can be a part of the conversation, 563-999-3693, and you can speak about whatever you so desire, respect yourself and others, and to keep your conversation within broadcast standard. I ask you to be forceful in when making your comments. Get yourself organized. You can get a piece of paper or a pencil and write down what you need to say. That way you'll take as little time as possible to get your point over. But by all means, just be respectful. And again, you push the 112 that dial that number. We'll see your hands up and we will accommodate your call. So folks, we're here until high noon every Saturday. We're here to start your morning proceedings. So far, so good. We have the folks who, some just come to the inspirational portion. Some head on into the sports, and we know the basketball is up and running, and I can jump and preempt David. Miami Heat, they're into the Eastern Conference. So we're going to wheel them on to be the Eastern Conference champion, and then perhaps get on over to be the NBA champion of 22-23, be the championship. What else do we have? I've already said the Mother's Day, that's in store, but graduations are lower, so we have some compliments during the birthday and anniversary of folks who would have graduated yesterday and still ongoing. So without any further ado, let's see if we have anyone else over here with their hands up or anything of that sort. Oh, Murchis. Okay, let's see if Murchis has got her vocal and place or anything on that. Murchis, I think you have something on the back. Maybe you're speaking. Let me take Murchis off. She was coming back. I guess we'll catch up with Murchis a little later. So, folks, you know, the inspirational portion is going to be coming your way, especially via music. So where shall we start? Maybe with the sweetest days. Happy Mother's Day.
Hanging on.
If it is, beautiful song. And again, happy Mother's Day. Once again, I think we have Sister Kathleen with us. Sister Kathleen, good morning.
Good morning, Brother Ivor. How are you?
Oh, I am doing very well. Glad you can make it in today. Heard you had engagement.
Yes, yes. So, I'm in Mississippi, but I can still speak. So I'm just happy to be able to come on once again.
Oh, very well, very well. Well, we always in need of prayer, so we had Brother Leon. Of course, he took us off, but we never run away from your prayers, so we can just have you give the show his blessing again. And we are doing a day pretty much this today as well, because tomorrow is officially celebrated as Mother's Day, so you can keep it in that realm if you don't mind.
Yes.
Okay, so go right ahead.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, first of all, I'd like to say good morning to our radio audience. Once again, I welcome all of you to another day to hear inspirational words and thoughts that can impact your life. I hope you have a paper and pencil or pen ready to write down scriptures you hear so you can read, study, and meditate on them in the day and throughout the week. Our hope from this talk radio is that you will feel uplifted, encouraged, and even admonished by the word. It does instruct, teach, and counsel you in the way you should go. Father God, we thank you for another day to worship you in spirit and in truth, for this is the day that you have made. You said, let us rejoice and be glad in it. So we come into your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We praise you for your blessings of goodness, mercy, truth, and loving kindness, Lord, that you give each and every day. And Lord God, despite all of our sins and iniquities, Lord God, your mercy endures each and every day. So we thank you, Lord God. We ask, oh Lord Jesus, that you would remove any distracting thoughts, imaginations, anxieties, or worries that would inhibit and obstruct us from hearing your voice. Help us, Lord, to be still so that you can minister to our spirit today and throughout the week. In Jesus' name, amen. Our inspirational thought for today is rest in the Lord. How do you rest in the Lord when the world appears to be in chaos? There are wars, rumors of wars, and famine somewhere every day. How do you rest when the culture baths in busyness? First, let's look at what resting in the Lord means. To rest in the Lord means placing your faith and identity in his promises. When we rest in the Lord, we perceive God as the sovereign God of the universe. His kingdom of greatness, power, glory, victory, and majesty rules over all. Now, what is God saying to us today about his rest? Let's look at a few scriptures about rest and peace. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 2, we see God's sovereign rest. And he says, and on the seventh day, God, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. Verse 3 says, and God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because that in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. So we clearly see there is Sabbath day, and we see it as truly a day of rest ordained by the Lord. In Matthew 11:28-30, Jesus says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. In Psalm 46:10, God says, be still and know that I am God. Psalm 29:11 says, the Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. The call to rest is not a call to what it is convenient, but to recognize our complete dependence on him at all times and to always be mindful that he is always in control. It is in the storms that we are reminded that according to Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Resting in the Lord means stopping our attempts at independence and trusting that God does love us and knows what is best for us. When we relinquish control of our day to our Creator, he demonstrates our dependence on God for all things. So now, how do we rest in the Lord? We rest when we act on his promises. John 14:27 says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Proverbs 3:5-8 says, in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Let's pray. Help me to rest in you, Lord, to remember you are sovereign and in control of everything, even when things appear to be insurmountable, too great to be overcome. Lord, you are bigger than any problem we could possibly have. Father God, even when I can't rest, you still say in Luke 18:27, the things that are impossible with men are possible with God. Lord, help me to remember that your power is relentless, always constant. In Jesus' name, amen. And to our mothers, I would like to say a very early happy Mother's Day to you. You are valued and highly pray that you will have a restful day tomorrow, an enjoyable day, and you will also be, most of all, honored, because you are honored by God.
Yeah, I want to thank you for that, Sister Kathleen. Very, very thoughtful and uplifting as usual. And hope you're going to have a wonderful time over there in Mississippi. And to you too, happy Mother's
Day. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, and to all the mothers, we're preempting Mother's Day this morning, day of May 14th, we double the plan. Every day, like we say, should be Mother's Day. They're always special. And Mother's Day is always a special time of the year. But that's the day you really get to celebrate your first best friend, as a matter of fact. And that's the person you always turn to when you need some advice, especially back in the day. But Mother's Day is also great. Is a great time to show love to all of the other wonderful women in your life as well. So to all the mothers out there, we just want to take time out to say happy, happy Mother's Day. And of course, if you're looking to show your mother or grandmother or sister, whomever, a good time, it's always good to get a photograph, give some flowers. I think that's the tradition. Flowers on Mother's Day, but trust me, it's always give a call if you're away from your mother or special person in your life, at least just to say happy Mother's Day. That way they'll know that they're being remembered and they're not lost and forgotten in the shuffle. Let's always remember that the mother is a walking miracle, and believe it or not, that's the person. Understand what a child does not say. Imagine when we were little, the mothers would be answering the baby, yes, I know. They haven't said anything, but they look at those little faces and they understand. So mothers are special, and I know the world, they need mothers. Yep. One thing I can tell you, if it's one thing that lasts forever, is a mother's hug. It lasts long after that hub would have gone and passed physically. It lasts forever and a day. And I can always tell you there's nothing as sincere as a mother's love. Nothing as sincere. Sometimes we say it with our lips, I love you. But the thing goes, show me. And I can tell you, when your mother hugs you and says she loves you, that is sincere. Well, like you said, we're going to keep it a little bit into the Mother's Day realm, but we are into the inspirational portion. And as usual, Sister Kathleen, I'm happy you would have taken time out of your busy schedule over there in Mississippi to grace us with your presence. We're always thankful for that. We do not take it lightly. So let's see what we have here. Kathleen.
Come on, let's put our hands together, and let's welcome to the Rock Church of Virginia Beach. Come on, put your hands together all the way from Long Island, New York. Let's hear it for Pastor Donnie McCorkin.
Somebody give Jesus praise here. Come on, give Jesus praise here. We're going to sing and glorify God together, one body, one voice. All the Christians in this place that serve Jesus exclusively give him praise that he's worthy of. I want you to join and sing with us if you know these songs. I want you to participate in the worship of tonight. This is to the glory of the King. And how many of you know he's coming soon? Come on, make some noise if you know he's coming soon.
There's no God like our God. Somebody join and help us say that.
love you, Lord. Let me just go ahead and say a special, special happy Mother's Day to Irma over there in St. Martin. Irma, 721. Don't forget that. That's a very, very good number. It's just not an area code for St. Martin. 721, July 21st. And I think this time we can have Sister Kathleen at the bottom of the hour. She normally comes back with something special for us. So Kathleen, come on in. Kathleen.
Yes. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Yes, you normally have something for us at the half of Mark, an exaltation or something. Right about now. So if you care to, you can bring us up to speed with something. It's still Mother's Day celebrating.
Well, other than what I've just read or said,
yes,
I would like to encourage our mothers, those who are even anticipating to be a mother, to seek the Lord continuously and to seek His faith, seek His strength, His character. We know that in these trying times that there's a lot to come against us, and sometimes it does become very overwhelming for a mother who is a mother not just for a day. It's every day, 24 hours, she's doing something that is about her family. And we just encourage the mothers to continuously trust the Lord and not lean upon their own understanding and all their ways to acknowledge Him, and He will direct their heart. We are highly favored by the Lord, and we are to always
be that. Young people, they get to it,
okay?
So,
yes, God. Ooh, yes. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Oh, Lord, yes. I was so empty. I needed someone who could take away the emptiness inside. Turn away when friends would tell me I should come to you and surrender all my life. My life was reckless till I obeyed them and find a church that I could go to set me free. Was at the altar I cried, Lord, save me. I felt the burden slowly lifting off my life. Mm-hmm. My life was lost without you. Every time I think I'm better, I get worse. Oh, dear Jesus, I need your help, Lord. Don't you ever turn away and let me fall. Mm-hmm. All I have is only you, Lord. Every friend I look to always let me down. Depending on you, Lord, to hear my call. Lord, I love you. Lord, I need you. Oh, Lord, I need you in the middle of the night. nation hovering at my door. Oh, I wonder, where are you, Lord, when the devil seems to knock me on the floor? Now I see, Lord, I've got the victory. I overcome because you came to rescue me. All I needed, Lord, was to call you. And you ran and came to set me free. Oh, Lord, I love you. Lord, 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 Lord. Lord, I need you, yeah. Lord, I need you in the middle of the night. I was lost without you, yes. Now you never leave me. Oh, yes. You're the one to feed the things that are blind. Lord, I love you. Lord, 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 Lord. Lord, I need you. Yes, Lord. I need you in the middle of the night. I was so
funny to see and to hear that we are so lost without him. And believe it or not, Jesus has never ever left us. We always be the one to walk away. But he's always there for us. And again, I want to say happy Mother's Day for all of the mothers and mothers to be. And remember the quote from Susan Gale, who would have said, mothers are like glue. Even when you can't see them, they're still holding the family together. So they're not only like glue, they're like steel. Because I remember Jody Picoult, she was the one who said, my mother, she is beautiful, softened at the edges, but with a spine of steel. And even though we are men, sometimes we say, we want to grow old and be like our mother. Could you imagine that? Men are saying that, and there's no softening of the edges for men either. But when we see the mothers, the rock of Gibraltar, some of the things that mothers go through, not just for the 9 months that they would have carried us, but even after. And I take my hands to even the mothers who have to play the role of fathers, and even counselors in the villages and the communities. Yes. Solid as a rock, we have to give it to women. They may not be muscular, and the physique may not really tell you that they're made of steel, but when you look at what they would have shown us, we know they are strong as steel. Well, the power of love. Let's just send this one off for all of the mothers. The power of love.
The whispers in the morning of lovers sleeping tight are rolling by like thunder now. As I look in your eyes, I hold on.
A love that I could not forsake. your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Concert at Charles Stanley's homegoing right at First Baptist Church in Atlanta. And she sang that song, I'm telling you, man. Pack house, that lady, she just sang, I'm telling you. Well, especially with Kristen. Marjorie, she loves this one.
While I was sleeping, Lord, you were working on the mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy. You call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace. I feel it working. Goodbye to the hurting. You woke me up, put me on my way. I'll be singing my last song. I'll be walking on the
those that could make me stay. Oh, I am fixed up, got my heart all cleaned up, and I'm going to see my Savior some sweet day. I'm going home, I'm going home,
I'm going home.
There's nothing in this world that could make me stay. Oh, I am fixed up, got my heart all cleaned up, and I'm going to see my Savior some sweet day. I'm going to see my Savior some sweet day. I am going to see my Savior some sweet day. Oh yes, I'm going to see my Savior some sweet day.
Home, and at some stage in life, we will be going home. But we are leaving this segment, but I'm going to ask those online to stay because we're going to do our greetings up front and we'll have the sports after. So, Sister Kathleen, you can get us out of this segment here with a prayer, but I'm going to ask you to stay because we're going to have some Mother's Day celebrations and greetings going across the way. So, get us out of this segment with a prayer. Sister
okay.
Kathleen.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for speaking to our hearts and minds this morning through what was said and what was played. We ask that you will empower us daily to rest in your in each day with our hope on you, Lord God, to lead us and guide us in the right way, Lord God, and we know that you will. We ask that you will bless our body with health and wholeness, and most of all, motivate us to be a blessing to others as we exemplify your character and love. And Lord, we also ask for a special prayer to go out to all of our mothers on tomorrow, Lord. We ask you to bless them extensively, Lord God. Help them to feel not only loved, but valued and honored, Lord God, because we know that you do honor mothers, Lord God, with loving kindness, Lord God, and your grace. So we thank you for hearing our prayers and blessing us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And, yeah, we're going to do it a little different. We're asking you who online, stay on with us. Sometimes you just come for the inspirational portion, and then you have a couple of things to do. So, Sister Kathleen, we're going to ask you to stay a little bit because we're going to send the greetings across the way. And we're waiting for Cardinal as well. We're going to do the birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. So I will... let's see if Cardinal came for us yet. No? Okay. So let me... I'm going to start with Mother B, the matriarch of our family. Still alive and well and kicking in the 90s. I want to say a special happy Mother's Day to her over there. But I'm going to... Continue close at hand here. We have my wife, Barbara. We want to say happy Mother's Day to you. And the lady of the house, where I am right now, is Hawa. Big Noah Brown. We want to say happy, happy, happy Mother's Day to you when it comes tomorrow. But on this show, the Caribbean Global Voices, we are preempting the Mother's Day celebration in this segment. So, Sister Kathleen, I'm going to wish you a happy, happy, happy Mother's Day when it comes tomorrow. Like I would have said a few things, mothers are like steel, soft at the edges, but they are solid as a rock. Many times we say, you rock. Well, I think hats off to the mothers. They surely, surely rock. So, Sister Kathleen, you stand as solid as a rock. And, of course, Irma Thompson over there in St. Martin. Her mother this morning with a text, bright and with a big smile on her face. I want to say happy Mother's Day to you. Lynette over there in St. Kitts, who is on with us as well. I want to say a special happy birthday. Happy Mother's Day to you as well. And we have Mertris. Happy Mother's Day. But let me not forget the one who is set to take over. Donna Brown. She's going to be taking over for Mother B.
That was my understanding when she passed. If nature takes its course, and Mother B happened to go first. So I'm going to give way, and I'll come back. So Donna B, you can go on out and send your Mother's Day greeting at this time. Let's see, we still have yes. Come on in, Donna.
Hello, hello. Yes, good morning.
Yes, we want to send your Mother's Day because I'm going to come back with the others in the family.
Okay, yes, so I would like to send out Mother's Day greetings to my mother, Lorraine Brown over there in Navy. And at this point, I remember my dearly departed Sylvia Leiber, better known as Veronica, who would have gone on. She played a part in my life. I would also like to remember my grandmother at this time of dear beloved memory. Maybe may she have rest in, continue to rest in peace. Can't forget that lady, Anne Z. Henry. And I would also like to extend now to all my sisters, all my aunts, those who will be celebrating all around the world. I have so many persons who are mothers. If I start to call names, I'll get myself in trouble. So I just want to reach out to all my aunts, all my cousins, all my friends in America and across the globe who will be celebrating Mother's Day tomorrow. Happy Mother's Day, all. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, very well. So let's go ahead and get, where did it go? Oh, Baba dropped off. I was going to bring her on at this time. So kind of let's go ahead and do the birthdays, anniversaries, and events taking place at this time, then we have the others come in, and we're going to have David standing by with sports. So, Carol, come on in. We'll leave the special fans for after.
Good morning. And as we, our fans have heard this morning we are celebrating Mother's Day, which comes up tomorrow on the 14th it is, yes, and on the 14th. Yeah, so that's what we do here. We celebrate, and we're going to celebrate with the mothers today. So let me just say Happy Mother's Day to everyone within the sound of our broadcast, and hoping that you would enjoy, we would have enjoyed motherhood to the point that tomorrow you can celebrate with that sense of triumph. Let me just first start by saying good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters, and to the special fans. So I'm going to start with the people up in New York. And in addition to my weekly greeting, I'm also going to say a special Mother's Day greeting to them as well. So good morning to you, and happy Mother's Day to Mertris, Ina, Donna, Saran, and Lady Babsy Music. I also have to say happy Mother's Day and greetings to Cecilia Wallace. All these weeks we've been saying happy greetings to her over there in Nevis. She has returned to New York and is, you know, settling in there, getting readjusted and straightening out all the things that she's been missing over the past couple of months. Good morning, Cecilia. Hoping that you're settling back in really well, and happy Mother's Day. I'm going to go over to St. Martin, and I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson, and happy Mother's Day to you as well, Irma. And I should tell Carlos happy Mother's Day. I'm sure he's celebrating that. Good morning, Carlos. Good morning, Irma. And good morning to everyone and all the mothers over there in St. Martin. I'm going to go on over to St. Kitts, where I'm going to say good morning to Lynette. And happy Mother's Day to Celeste. Celebrate as it comes up tomorrow, and celebrating with us as we are doing it now. Good morning, Lynette. Good morning to all the fans there in St. Kitts. I'm going to go over to Nevis. I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff there at 2020 Vision. And a special good morning and happy Mother's Day to Carmen Lady C. Griffin, good morning to you. And I have also got to shout out to the class of 72 and all the mothers on that list. And right now they're having a really spirited discussion, getting in touch with each other, finding out where people within our class are located at this time. And quite a few people are showing up and contributing to this. And saying Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers on there. And like Donna says, I can't start calling names because then I'm going to leave out too many. So Happy Mother's Day to all of you. I'm going to say good morning to the people up in the UK. Happy Mother's Day, Omel and Michelle over there in the UK. And hoping that you have... Wait. I don't think that the UK celebrates Mother's Day tomorrow. I think they celebrate it at some other point. But Omel will I think they celebrate Mother's Day in March, unless I'm mistaken. But anyway, they can celebrate with us. As we celebrate, they get it twice. You can't celebrate your mother too much. So I'm going to say Happy Mother's Day to the people over in the UK as well. Good morning, Omel. Good morning, Michelle. I'm going to come across the tunnel and say good morning to all the people over there in Fort Lauderdale. Happy Mother's Day. With special greetings to Marva Jones. I don't think Tiffany is a mother yet, but I'm sure she's going to be celebrating Mother's Day. Good morning, Tiffany, my favorite celebrity, brother Malik, and little sister Tanaya. Good morning and happy Mother's Day to you all. Abba Eliman, King Eliman, that is. Hope Mr. Brother is doing fine. And he's going to have to be celebrating Mother's Day with us because for some reason, you got to do it. Good morning, Eliman. I'm going to go on down to the southwest. I'm going to say good morning to Cutner, who comes to you by way, I should say, Jerome Cutner Richardson, who comes to you that way, by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Cutner. And I know Cutner's going to be celebrating Mother's Day with his mother, mother-in-law, mothers, or whatever. Good morning, Cutner. See him in with us. Okay. I'm going to go on up to Georgia and we'll say good morning to Monique, Yvette, Barbara, Sharon, and I got to say Gwen and all of the mothers in the surrounding area, and my daughter Melanie over there in Georgia, and hoping that they're having a great day today. And we'll celebrate tomorrow with the thrill of Mother's Day. I'm going to come on down to Melbourne. And while I'm in the area, I'm going to say Happy Mother's Day to my daughter over there in Fort Pierce. Tashara, good morning. And Happy Mother's Day to you. And hoping that you have a great day today. And we'll celebrate Mother's Day with the best at you. Good morning to my dear sister Yvonne. Oh, she's always happy and willing to be a mother and a grandma. Celebrate it all. And she's right here celebrating it with you. Good morning to Kathleen. And that's the inspirational show, inspirational hour greatest fan. Good morning to you, Kathleen. Hoping that you are settling and doing okay today. Doing great today. You're going to be celebrating Mother's Day. And I got to remind myself that today is Mother's Day because despite the fact that today is not the 12th of May, Mother's Day would always be a reminder because Mother's Day in 2019, Mother's Day, my mother died. My mother left. And I always celebrated that as a special point in her life and in mine that she departed this earth on Mother's Day. Because I think it's a significant thing to me. I interpret it that's something that she always wanted to be. My
Yes, sir. Mother's Day again to everyone. And I think Dr. B would have been listening to Iria Kana. At some stage, he's going to say good morning to you. And maybe he's going to send his happy Mother's Day. So here he comes. Good morning, Dr. B. Should I be saying happy Mother's Day?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's such a pleasure to be on this show. Although it's one day before Mother's Day, but it's an important day that we have come to recognize and celebrate all the mothers throughout the world. Now, I would like to take that opportunity to wish every mother, especially my mother, my wife's mother, every mother throughout this world, because even though there are some bad ones, we know that most of them are well-intentioned, and we should give them praise nonetheless. So, happy Mother's Day.
Yes, sir, you make me chuckle here. There's some bad ones, huh? Man, they're starting to steal there. Okay, so...
We kind of get to understand now that they're not mad at their own volition. It was not a choice they made.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take this opportunity to say a special happy Mother's Day to Janice Maitland. And Maitland oftentimes say he's in charge of the house when Janice is not there. But when she's there, he runs around the house and he makes no bones about it. So a special, special Mother's Day to Janice as well. But I have my wife here, Barbara. She says she's going to say happy Mother's Day. Mother's Day to a whole slew of people. So, good morning, Bobby. Happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Thank you very much, my honey. Good morning. I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers listening this morning. It is truly a blessing to be a mom. Even those who are unable to conceive, but took on still that time to adopt or even take a child in the home or in the heart or even support any child in any way. You're still a mom. You're still a hero. You're still blessed by the Lord. We praise God for moms. Like Proverbs 31 says that we get up early in the morning and prepare for our homes. So that truly is a blessing. I want to say happy Mother's Day to my sweet sister-in-law, well, still sister, down here in Florida where we are. Hawa, happy Mother's Day to you, Hawa. You're such a sweetheart. And to all the mothers again, happy, happy Mother's Day, and continue to do God's will. And may God bless you in every area.
Good morning. Right, thank you for that. Those who are not hearing it live, they'll always go back into the archives and retrieve these messages. So, we know, even for those who would have passed on, I'm going to say happy Heavenly Mother's Day to Mrs. Eunice Francis, Dennis's mom, who would have just passed. All these mom, Ruby. I'm going to wish those, my mother who has passed as well, Ina. We want to wish them happy Heavenly Mother's Day. Kind of make sure he got his mother in there as well. So for all of the mothers who have gone on to be with the Lord, we just, and even those who have gone on, let me just not judge where they would have gone. Those who would have left Mother Earth, I want to wish them happy. Happy. I'm going to say heavenly now because I'm not going to think that they went to hell. Mother's Day. Deborah Gomes, we want to say happy Mother's Day to you as well. And we have my niece there, Angie. Angela, we want to say happy, happy, happy Mother's Day to you over there in North Carolina. But let me continue. I left off at Donna. I have to say happy Mother's Day to Ari. Vita. Rennie, Ella, Marva, Sister Diane over there in St. Thomas, she want to say happy Mother's Day to you as well. Fiona, where are you? Fiona Daniel, happy Mother's Day to you. I'm in touch with these folks on a daily, so I implore them to get into the archives and Lena always coined the phrase that there's no sweeter name apart from the name of Jesus. A person who is alive and kicking and well to hear the name call on the radio. So those folks who want to say happy Mother's Day, get into the archives and you can really, really hear your name. Let's see if we have anyone else online over here. I'm sure Dennis is going to want to come in to say something as well as Leon for the mothers. So we'll begin with Dennis and we'll come back to Leon. Dennis, good morning. Yeah, now you're saying your PJs, but your voice would resonate throughout the world. Morning, sir. How are you? Dennis, we're not hearing you. I think you've muted yourself. Dennis, you're rumbling in the back. Anyway, we'll go on to Leon. We'll come back to you. Leon, you have some greetings across the way. I just came to you and just said, happy Mother's Day to your lovely daughters over there keeping company with you in Southern Tallahassee. So I beat you to it, Leon. Come on in, Leon.
Hey, I'm on the road. Just want to just take the opportunity to just wish my daughters and my wonderful friends who are mothers a happy Mother's Day in advance, and all the wonderful people on the show, Barbara, Lynette, of course, Bubsy, and all the wonderful people on the show. On a day when we remember mothers, I always remember my adopted mother. Is the one that I knew, and believe me, she instilled in me one thing. I never ever forgotten that lady's birthday. She was born the 3rd of March, 1896. Her name is Annie Carty, and I never forgotten her, because she I knew as my mother, my adopted mother. May her soul rest in peace. And again, to all the wonderful mothers who are listening to the show, I just wish them well and hope when the day comes, they'll be treated like real, real mothers. And back to you, Ivor.
Yes, thank you, Leon. And Mrs. Eunice Francis, I wish her happy heavenly Mother's Day as well.
Indeed,
of course.
She will be.
Yeah, we
are. She's greatly missed. I tell you, she has been source of inspiration to me, and I will forever remember this, her kindness, her soul also, yes, in perpetual peace and rise in glory triumphantly.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I'll join you too in saying happy Mother's Day to Mama Bubsy over there in New York City. So have yourself a wonderful day. But I have one for Cardinal. I'm going to hit him on a good right now, because if he had to go to find his daughter's address, he will not find it, because he said this morning she's in Fort Pierce. My good brother, your daughter lives in Port St. Lucie. So you'll be circling like one of those little two-seater planes looking an airstrip, or trying to land someplace in an airfield, in between some, in a cane field or something. She lives in Port St. Lucie. Tashara, I want to say happy Mother's Day to you. And, I can't forget, Mr. Monique, happy Mother's Day to you. Bernice, over there in, I think it's this thing at this time. I am not going to put my foot in my mouth and be left out. So I want to say happy Mother's Day to you, Bernice. Special happy Mother's Day to you as well. Bernice Morton, over there in St. Kitts. And, of course, all of the mothers, all of the mothers. And I think
Barbara said it right this morning. I consider those who would have gone on to do the motherly duty, even though you would not have given birth, even some of those ladies would take care of children even better than mothers. You should see some people in the daycare looking after these little ones. You see teachers in kindergarten with these little kids, and you would really believe that those are the kids that they really gave birth to. So we're going to bring David in. Didn't see any other hands up here now. Any other hands up? So we're going to...
Hello, wait. Let me do the birthdays, anniversaries.
Come to dinner.
Huh? No,
you
no,
didn't
no.
do the birthdays?
No, I didn't. I just did the special greetings.
Oh, okay. I must have walked away. Okay. Let's go ahead and do
okay.
that.
Let me just do... Yeah. That's the order that you... Okay. Yes. These are the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, May 13th of 2023, the 126th day. Okay, today is the birthday of, out of England, Clive Radley, Jim Sims, Paul Kinnear, Daniel Hazel. Out of Australia, Tim Wall, Dennis Emerson. Out of the West Indies, Sue Shivnarine. Out of Guyana, Basil Morgan, an umpire. Out of Denmark, Abdullah Mahmoud. Out of Tanzania, Kasim Nasoro. Out of Italy, Troy Crossland. Out of Finland, Nathan Collins. Out of Sri Lanka, Noram Hoysa. Out of New Zealand, Rod Bredenhorst. Out of today is the birthday of the Wonder Man, Stevie Wonder. It's the birthday of former heavyweight boxing champion Joe Louis. Actress Debbie Ryan. Movie actor Robert Pattinson. Former NBA player Dennis the Worm Rodman. Stephen Colbert, TV show host. Bodybuilder Ronnie Coleman. Belgium's professional soccer player Romelu Lukaku. The author, an actress and comedian, we remember her from the Golden Girls, Darius Rucker, the first African-American singer to win a Country Music Association New Artist Award, Darius Rucker. Remember Hootie and the Blowfish, Iva? Well, that's Hootie. Actor Buck Taylor, former Ohio Governor John Kasich, former NBA player Mike Bibby, one of few African Americans to play in the NHL, PK Subban, Senator Tom Cotton, a Republican out of Arkansas, Jim Jones, American pastor and leader of the People's Temple. Because you remember the Jonestown Massacre? Well, that's Jim Jones, not my uncle. Singer Mary Wells, former Prime Minister of Australia Scott Morrison. In 1110 AD, the Crusaders marched into Beirut, Lebanon, and created a bloodbath. That's in 1110 BC. In 1568, Mary, Queen of Scots, is defeated at the Battle of Langside. In 1643, a heavy earthquake strikes Santiago de Chile and kills one-third of its population. In 1780, Arthur Phillip set sail with 11 ships of criminals to Botany Bay, Australia. In 1888, Princess Isabel of Brazil, acting as regent, signs the Lei Áurea, Golden Law, abolishing slavery in Brazil. In 1905, world heavyweight boxing champion James Jeffries retires undefeated after 7 title defenses and returns in 1905 to be defeated by Jack Johnson. In 1913, the first war engine aircraft built and flown by Igor Sikorsky out of Russia. In 1914, Reginald Pitt Foster, the cricketer to score the most runs in his test debut, innings, 287 runs, died at the age of 36 years and 27 days. In 1916, the first observation of Indian, I should say Native American Day. In 1940, Winston Churchill says, "I have nothing to offer but blood, tears, toil, and sweat." In his first speech as Prime Minister, and this happened during the midst of the Second World War, or the Second Major European Conflict. In 1942, a helicopter makes its first cross-country flight. In 1945, U.S. troops conquer the Keishi Okinawa, that's in Japan. In 1950, the first ever race of the Formula One World Drivers' Championship is run at Silverstone, England, and won by Wisep Farina of Italy in an Alfa Romeo. In 1952, Jawaharlal Nehru becomes Premier of India. In 1953, the motorcade carrying U.S. Vice President Richard Nixon is attacked in Caracas, Venezuela, and several of Nixon's staff were injured. In 1966, U.S. federal education funding is denied to 12 school districts in the South because of violations of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. In 1978, Henry Rono of Kenya sets a world record for 3,000-meter steeple chase. That's a long-distance race. And in 1979, the Shah of Iran, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, and his family are sentenced to death in their absence in Tehran. In 1981, Pope John Paul II is shot and critically wounded by Turkish gunman Mehmet Aliaga in St. Peter's Square, the Vatican City. In 1989, Trinidad and Tobago tied the U.S. 1-1 in the third round of the 1990 World Cup football qualifier. In 1993, Arsenio Hall's 1,000 show retrospective is seen in the Netherlands. In 2003, West Indies scored 418 runs. Oh, this is the day. 418 runs to beat Australia by 2 wickets and set a new record for the highest run chase to win a test match. Still the record. In 2012, Manchester City win the English Premier League for the first time. And in 2018, China's first domestically built aircraft carrier begins sea trials in Dalian, China. And in 2019, actress Felicity Huffman pleads guilty for her part in the U.S. college admission scandal. Those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today. Like I said, by the compliments of the oddly wanting. Back to you, Eva.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that. And again, a little bit of Mother's Day. Preempting here, so to all of my kids' mothers, because Virgin say, if I have to call out all of my kids and all the kids' mothers, we have a whole show for that. So I'll leave it at that while we stand by for David. none other than David Maitland. And I guarantee you he's going to start off with basketball and how Miami is heating up the place. The heat, the heat. Miami is a fire. David, the main man with sports. Come on in. Good morning.
Good morning, Ivor. Let me start and say good morning, ladies, Barbara, Marquise, Lynette, all the ladies around the world. I know today and tomorrow will be a special day for mothers, but we should not wait for a special day to say thanks and eat praises on the field of the nation, which our mothers, just like teachers, is the ones who create, who educate all the leaders in the world, to be given more praises, given more recognition. So we should not wait for this special day to say Happy Mother's Day to you. But for each and everyone who celebrate that day, I'm just going to say Happy Mother's Day to them. Hoping tomorrow is a great and memorable one for each and everyone who celebrate that day. So,
you realize that, just before, let me cut in, I realize kind of stuck to his word. He said, I would not say Happy Mother's Day to David Mason and wife Janet. And he had three chances at it, and he stuck to his word. Up until now, he has not said it to your wife.
Wow.
That's how he is.
Well, I had a couple more
wows to that. And you'll have the ambulance on the way.
Yeah, but also just would like to say good morning, Cardinal, Leon, Dennis down there in pajama, Hardly, Ivor. And to each and everyone, just good morning. Wake up this morning, seeing the sunshine. So it's a great day for each and everyone. But as you say, Ivor, since you preempt me, I will start with basketball because it's a great year so far here in Florida for sports in general. We had UM, who was the Cinderella team in the March Madness. And now we have Miami Heat, the number 8 seed in the NBA, is taking things by storm. As you know, last night they defeated the New York Knicks. It's an old rivalry, and they win that series 4-2. The score was Miami 96, the Knicks 92. And it so happened, Ivor, that yesterday my sister-in-law was taking my wife and I to celebrate our 34th anniversary early. And we got caught up in that traffic heading over to Joe's Stone Crab on Miami Beach. So I must also say thanks to, and kudos to my sister-in-law for surprising my wife and I. Who taking us to dinner. They called us yesterday and said they were going to, and they treat us royally. We were down there on the beach. We did not get to drive some of the expensive cars that we saw down there, like the Rolls Royce and the Lamborghini, but it was a wonderful evening for that.
You're not going to lower your standard to go in the cars when you got your own private jet now.
But we also, as I said, just the basketball is heating up. Now we're down to the business end of it. Yesterday the Lakers also demolished the Golden State Warriors, and they won that series 4-2 also, 122-101. In that, so they take that series, as I said, also 2-1. Boston and Philadelphia, their series is tied up at 3 apiece, and they will be playing They will be playing today. Sunday. They will be playing on Sunday. So that series is tied up. Boston, when they played on Thursday, Boston won 95-86. So that's what it is there, Ivor. So waiting for the winner there for that series. Also here in Florida, Ivor, I must say, we finally got over the Tampa Bay, and now the Florida Panthers, the Hockey League, creating some storm also. I'll give you some score. Carolina win that series between them and the Devils. New Jersey Devils. They won 3-2. They take that series 4-1. Stars. This is Dallas Stars are leading the Kraken in that series 3-2. They won 5-2 Thursday. The Panthers last night, they defeated the Maple Leafs to take that series 4-1. So they went over there into Toronto and they wiped the floor with clean with the Maple Leafs 3-2. And the Oilers and the Golden Knights are 3-2. Golden Knights is leading that series 3-2. They won yesterday 4-3. So today at 7, you have the Stars versus the Kraken, and tomorrow you have the Knights versus the Oilers. So that's what's happening there in the Hockey League. In the meantime, the football or soccer, whatever you want to call it, is heating up. And he was presently leading Wolves 1-0, while Nottingham Forest is leading Chelsea 1-0. 39 minutes is gone in that game. But this morning, Leeds and Newcastle played to a 2-2 tie, or draw, whichever you want to call it. As I said, Southampton and Fulham are playing at 10 o'clock. That game started already. Chelsea and Nottingham Forest, as I gave you that score in that game. The Southampton and Fulham game is nil all at present. Villa is leading Tottenham. Man U is leading Wolves. Crystal Palace and Bournemouth. I'm trying to see if I can see the score in that game there as we speak. I'm not seeing that score there, but they Crystal Palace is leading them 1-0. So that's now the point standing is very, very interesting here, Ivor. That Man City is on top. They play some 34 games, followed by Arsenal, who play some 35 games. There are points that separating those two teams. As I said, Man City has a game in hand. Newcastle and Man U is fighting to see who will get into the Europa League. They are presently tied on points. They have 66 points. Liverpool is a close second with 62. They are 4 points behind both teams, which is Liverpool and Man U. Tottenham comes in sixth. They are on 57 points. Villa is in 7, they're also on 57. Brighton is in 8, they're on 55. Brentford is in 9, they're on 50. And Fulham is in 10th, on 49. Now, if we go down to the bottom three, Iver, which is lead, is on 31 points there in 18. Leicester City is on 30 points there in 19. And Southampton can be eliminated today, or what we call it, relegated today, if they lose their game. So they're on 25 points. So Leicester is 5 points ahead of them, and Leeds is 6 points ahead of them. So that's what's happening in the Bartlett's Premier League. However, even though the IPL is what's taking up every facet of cricket here, you have a couple of matches that are being played in the regular cricket. And there was a game yesterday between Ireland and Bangladesh. I did not get to see that game. I was trying to watch that game. I know rain fell, reduced the overs from 50 to 45. And Ireland made a whopping 319, and they end up losing that game. 319, they're 45 overs, Ivor, with Harry Tettner getting 140 from 113 yards. 7-4 and 10 sixes. Greg Dockrell getting 74 from 47, 3-4 and 4 sixes. And Andy Bird-Burney, he got 42. And Mark Adair getting 20 knots out. Incidentally, George Dockrell, 74, he was not out on that 74. So 319 for six, Ivor. And I would think 319 to six would have been a winning total. But Bangladesh said, hold your horses. We're playing in this game too. So bowling for Bangladesh is Hassan Mahmood. He get 2 for 48. And Shafiq Islam getting 2 for 83 from their 9 overs. And Bangladesh party, they make 320 for 7 with Najmul Shanto getting 117 from 93 balls. It's 12 fours and 3 sixes. 68 when go to Toy Ardoy. 68. 5 fours. 5 fours and 3 sixes. 36 to Mustafa Rahim. 36 not out. And 21 for Linton Dot. Bowling for Ireland, Champer, Curtis Champer. He got 2 for 37 from 5. And Greg Dockrell get 2 for 58 from 9. There was a wicket each to Humes, Adair, and Josh Little. So Bangladesh winning there by 3 wickets. So all that game is that. So as I said, Ivor, there is getting down also into the business end of the IPL today. Sunriser and Loch Ness Supergiant played with Loch Ness Supergiant coming out victorious. Nicholas Puran played a cameo in that game to come up with, because I thought they were dead and buried in that game. But Nicholas Puran came and said, holy horse, we have different intentions. Sunrisers made 182-6 in their 20, with 47 going to Clarkson, 36 to preaching 20. I'm 37. I said 28 going to Markram and 20 to Tipati. So 182 for 6 in the 20. There were 2 wickets to Kunal Pandya, and there was a wicket to Singh, Khan, Tahoor, and Mishra. Those were the wicket takers. Bowling and batting when Lucknow batted, they 185 for 3, 64 to Mankad. The 64 come from 45 ball with 7 fours and 2 sixes. 44 is Quran from 13 balls. He has 3 fours and 4 sixes. 42 Stoney from 25. 2 fours and 3 sixes and 29 to Quinton de Kock from 19. 3 fours and a six. 185 for 3. It was a wicket each to Glenn Phillips, Mankad, and Markadeep, and Sharma getting wickets there. So that's at present, Punjab Kings are 75 for 3 playing the Delhi Capitals. But also there was another surprise yesterday, I know that West Indies announced their white ball and red ball captain. And the surprise to me that Sammy got the nod as the white ball post both 50 and 220. Holy is in charge of the Tech and the A team. That's what really a surprise to me. But I must say congrats to both gentlemen. Wishing them all the best. Hopefully they can take the cricket out of the doldrum that is in for West Indies and move it forward. Also, India will be getting 38% of the revenue from the ICC. And I think that is not fair to the other team in retaining their players and to keep their cricket moving, because India can afford to pay their players top dollars, keep them from playing in any other league. If you want to see their players, you got to come to the IPL. And I don't think that is fair for the cricket for the rest of the world, especially the other nations, not the big three, but the Bangladesh, the Pakistan, and so forth, the West Indies, so forth. I don't think it helps because those players have to be going out playing cricket all over the world to substitute their contract they're getting, and that's why these teams can't retain those players. But that's something for discussion on the cricket show on Sunday. Also, I heard Mr. Russell is complaining that his IPL team took care of him with his knee. But I do not understand why this gentleman complained when he gives 250% to his IPL franchise. And when he plays for the West Indies, he gives 50% or less. I don't think West Indies should take up his doctor bill to get him the best for him to go and play cricket all over the world, and does not give moves to West Indies. Again, that's another discussion for the cricket show tomorrow. So I'm going to leave it right there for now. Say that again, I'm going to say for those who celebrate tomorrow, wishing them all the best. Hope it's an enjoyable day. Okay, okay. I was on. Can we talk again next week? That's it from the sports desk here.
Yes. Thank you, David. Of course, we'll take the time to compile this. And we always want to say a big thank you. And a thank you to Janice for loaning you to us, not only for the moment now, because take time to prepare these things. And you rightfully say tomorrow, the heavyweight comes in from 6 until 9 in the p.m. And that's the only station in North America that speaks exclusively cricket on a Sunday evening. So amidst the football and all the good stuff, you can get it right here on blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow, 515-605-9850, and you push the one and you will become audible. Of course, we always ask that you respect yourself. You can always ask the hard questions. Easy ones are really, really more appreciated. But nonetheless, if we don't have an answer for you, we will get you an answer. So again, make it a date. Don't be late. 6 o'clock tomorrow, on Monday, the cricket show will be in full force for a full 3 hours tomorrow from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. So that's it for sports this morning. And there's a link out, David, concerning cricket. Well, not a link. A press conference with the prime, what's his name? With the president, Shallow. So I'm going to send that and forward it to you guys. And a good friend, Brian Eden, would have kept up to date with some of these. I want to say good morning to him and his lovely family. Happy, happy Mother's Day to your wife, Mr. Brian Eden. He's listening up there via the internet. So let's see if Leon or it's time to get Dennis to tell us what's in scope tomorrow. Even though Dave...
Microphone?
Yeah.
You need a new cable. That's why your microphone's not working?
No, I just bought this cable from you guys.
Well, then we can probably exchange it. If you have the receipt or whatever.
Oh.
But that's
all right. Actually,
yes.
Huh?
And,
okay, we're sorry about that. Leon is on the road, and he's having a conversation there. It's supposed to be a private conversation, and you know how it is. We made it public for a moment. Uh-huh. Well, David... Padron is still here, and he's still not saying Happy Mother's Day to Janet. So I'm going to leave that right there, see if we have Lennon.
Good morning.
Very good. Over there.
Good morning,
Dennis,
to you, Ivor.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Ivor. Good morning to the panelists, and a special good morning to all the ladies, all the mothers. Wish them happy and very pleasant Mother's Day. And of course, this is a very special Sunday and memories for me because of my dear mother who passed earlier this year. And of course, I also shout to Brother Audley, who also lost his mother very recently. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and wives and grandmothers out there. For tomorrow on the cricket show, we have the Coach's Corner, starting us off at 6:15 through 7. And following that, we have discussion around players of the month. The West Indies head to the United Arab Emirates for warm-up matches in order to see if they can qualify for the World Cup. And there's the women's CP50, round two set of matches. We will have scores, results, and discussion on the matches. The IPL is in full swing with the Gujarat Titans and the Chennai Super Kings. They are currently holding fast at the top of the table, but surging, we have the Mumbai Indians, who have had a very, very productive set of results in the last few weeks. and now they're surging and are definitely in the playoff range. Of course, the most surprising information we're having out of Pakistan, where the Pakistan Supreme Court ordered the release of the arrested former cricket legend, Imran Khan. And those are some of the topics we hope to cover. You know, sometimes we get into them, but we're not always able to cover them all because of the time constraints. But we hope that we'll be able to cover those and some more, or at least some of those. Ivor, that's it for now. Once again, very pleasant and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Back to you, Ivor.
Yes, thank you. But folks, again, heard it. Make it a date tomorrow, 6 on 10, 9 in the p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. And the heavyweights will be in. Like you would have said, starting up front with the itinerary, and then Jaitan Patel would come with the coach's corner. Oddly, he's going to be in with an inside edge. That one, you're not going to want to miss tomorrow. It's going to be a good one. It's Mother's Day. So it's going to be the first Mother's Day for Audley and Dennis Heath without their mother. And it's going to be a time you're going to want to hear them sigh and grieve tomorrow on air when they're saying Happy Mother's Day from around 7 o'clock when birthdays and anniversaries would be in. Compliments Walter Henry. Well, folks, it is right on top of 11 o'clock. We have another hour to go. And we have heard from Lynnett as yet, my good old friend, my friend for life, over there in St. Kitts. And yes, I guess she's out shopping for herself for Mother's Day. You know, she's quite a glamorous lady, you know. So she said, I take care of myself first. And they say, me young and me pretty and all them good stuff. Then I'm going to tell you exactly what kind of when they come on here. So again, happy Mother's Day to every single one of you. And we're going to rally around Darren, Sammy, and Andrew Cooley. Those are the white ball and red ball coach for the West Indies. So hopefully, better things to come. We have three different captains for the free format, two coaches. I think it's a good thing, though, to be honest with you. I don't see no one coach doing no test cricket, 50 overs, 20 overs, and maybe sometimes some 10-10. They might soon have to get selectors for different formats as well. But nonetheless, you're going to hear all this and much, much more tomorrow. You must hear about the heat in Miami going on to the Eastern Conference, trying to be the winner of the Eastern Conference. The Lakers already made their way into the Western Conference. You know, someone had told me that they set it up where LeBron James can win another title and call it a day. So we're going to see if they set it up, because we know they fix it when Leon James with the Cavaliers, they were down 3-1, one game to go, and came back and won the Golden State Warriors, three straight, never heard of. But anyway, that was for Cleveland team to win both baseball and basketball in the same year, having not won it for nearly 100 years. So let's see if the saying is true, that they set it up for LeBron James to win another title, since he would have been the all-time leading scorer this year in this tournament, and he's on his way out. We shall see. Maybe they might touch a little bit on that tomorrow, just to highlight the Western and the Eastern Conference. We don't know, but we shall see. Finally, you have a commentary for us, so let's get the commentary going, get it out of the way, and then we'll shoot into the barrel of things. Last week, we promised to continue a conversation that I brought up about the NRP and Cleon Stapleton-Simmons. I'm very much interested in that one. Then he says, already alluded to me that take no further part in the other discussion that we had there, because it cannot be verified, and that's understandable. So Carlo, get your commentary. Let's get that out. But folks are waiting for that, and then we'll continue.
Yeah. Just checking. Can you hear me clearly?
Very clearly, loud and clear.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Round about the 1980s, I had the good fortune of, I shouldn't say, round about the late 1970s, I had the good fortune of getting access to a piece of literature that was produced by a Guyanese scholar, Dr. Walter Rodney. And this was a book that was titled How Europe Underdeveloped Africa. Now, in this work, Dr. Rodney practically stated that the European presence in Africa did not just leave Africa undeveloped, but left it underdeveloped. And the truth is, it conveys that Europe left Africa in a worse condition than it would have been if it had remained undeveloped. He goes on to say that Africa was underdeveloped at the same rate at which Europe was being developed. So in practicality, the development and flamboyance of Europe came at the expense of African people, both on the continent and in the diaspora. Later on, I was able to access the information by another scholar, this time Professor Derek Bell, and who stated very succinctly that European colonialism did not just occupy and control land and resources, but it colonized and controlled the minds of the people in colonized territories. Sometime in 1980, the legendary Robert Lester Marley, in one of his many messages, openly declared that our liberation depended upon our liberation of our minds. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery, for none but ourselves can free our minds. You know, many people would recall that in his redemption song. Despite all this literature, despite all of this, scholars, I find that the Caribbean and Africa is still in a state of underdevelopment. And I credit that to the failure of our people to do, accomplish what Bob Marley advised, which is to liberate ourselves from mental and psychological slavery. Much of the activities that we see around the Caribbean and in Africa, most of the decisions that have forced our people back into a state of underdevelopment, even though there were scholars and prophets and activists who were putting forward the attempt at liberation, all of those have failed because too many of our people are locked in the chains of mental and psychological slavery. And I see the expressions of it wherever I look to see and examine social operation. And I'm saying this, we as a people, as people of African ancestry in particular, have had much guidance as to what should shape our liberation, what should influence that process. Yet, as Bob Marley says, it seems as if that the European is always able to exhaust his colonization. As he states, they say what we know is only what they tell us, and we are so ignorant every time they can reach us. And I guess can show that in a number of ways. The failure of the industrialization of Ghana was instigated by Europeans, but put into effect by African people, which means I'm saying the failure of the African revolution, as Dr. Henry Clark has said, was betrayed, instigated by Europeans, and that revolution was betrayed by African people. Because, again, the shackles of mental and psychological slavery were still in place, largely in place. So, in the Caribbean and in Africa, we have not yet begun to advance the visions of Marcus Garvey, the visions of a Toussaint Louverture, Bookman, Jean-Jacques Dessalines, Henri Christophe, Kwame Nkrumah, and the Pan-Africanist Revolution, Paul Bogle, Fidel Castro, Bookman, and the failures that we can look at are, for instance, the failure of the Pan-Africanist Revolution, the last attempt at reviving the Pan-Africanist Revolution was made by Muammar Gaddafi, and he was assassinated with the assistance of Libyans, instigated by Europeans and put in place and assisted by Libyans after this man had brought Libya to be the only country in the world that did not have a foreign debt. And we want to talk about the underdevelopment of Africa. Look at African countries today, and the Western media would explain to you, oh, Africans are so poor. But yet, the four tons of gold that built the royal carriage in Britain came out of Africa. The Industrial Revolution that Kwame Nkrumah started in Ghana was undermined by Europeans. And as I looked at a video of our esteemed lady over there in Barbados, she explained to a white journalist how come every time we talk about development in these formerly colonized countries, you want to talk about corruption. The last time I checked, Europe, the United Kingdom, and America were riddled with corruption, but nobody has ever said that their corruption stopped them from developing. We buy into this thing that we got to honor the traditions of Europeans in order to survive. And we continue to do it. And I said, again, I said, it's because we have not liberated ourselves from the shackles of mental and psychological slavery. So we remain vulnerable and perishing under the yoke of our colonial masters. I'm hoping that someday our leadership would have that kind of exposure, they would be in the forefront of leading us to the path that would enable us to understand what it means to liberate ourselves, not only socially, but mentally and psychologically. That said, happy Mother's Day, and I stand by for any comment. Back to you, Ivan.
All right, thank you for that. And folks, we'll be right back with your questions and comments right after this. Good morning again to you, Mr. Brian Eden. Let's unite Africa.
Africa, unite, 'cause we're moving right out of Babylon, and we're going to our father's land. Yeah. How good and how pleasant it would be before God and man, yeah, to see the unification of all Africa.
Right, and we have to unite. This world can be so much of a better place if you can all understand each other as human beings, where we were all created equal. And it be not justice for all, but justice for all. Let's see. Any comments, any questions? Let's see. Dennis normally have something to say on Cardinal's comment. Anything from you, Dennis, on this one? Or any other thing, you know? It's, yeah, sure. Don't forget that now. Any comment, Dennis?
Well, Ivor, we yes. always appreciate those insights and commentaries from Cardinal. And as usual, he has the nuances of what has happened historically and what we are now living through as a result of those historical advantages and, well, not just advantage, but more like the sufferings and the robberies and all those things that went on ahead previously, I should say, historically, in terms of exploiting the people of Africa and the Caribbean. So once again, I really appreciate the commentary there. And for historical perspective, it might generate some of us to go back and dig up the thoughts and writings of Walter Rodney's and Paul Bogle's and others, because they certainly laid the groundwork in terms of consciousness of blacks and Caribbean people, not excluding Marcus Garvey and the things and that he tried to portray as he taught and lectured and tried to put forward for peoples of the islands, people of the darker shades, to recognize what was happening to them in these societies. That's it for now, Ivor, back to you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yes, these historical thoughts from Cardinal, he's a walking encyclopedia, historian in his own rights. Like I said, man, we just have to just unite. I don't know. Where do we go from here? But we say it oftentimes, we heal the world. And if we can see our brothers as equal. But the big question is, how do we right the wrong? Where do we start? Because if the big boy is going to always point fingers at the little man, like Mayor Motley would have said in Cardinal commentary there, to the guys from the Greater Island, why you guys just point fingers at us and use even the word corruption when you're even more corrupted than us? And I say, America cannot be the judge and jury when in 2020 we saw right before our own very eyes, January 6th, I'll never forget that, and heard the speeches of an outgoing president saying, we shall march down to the Capitol. And his representatives, Giuliani, a lawyer, said, We shall something about combat. We shall, I forget the quote there, but something about combat. And Donald Trump said, you can't keep the government by standing. You got to fight. Next thing you know, they're inside here with a chanting a slogan, kill Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence. Looking for Nancy Pelosi, not to do what? To kiss her up, to love her up. People died, and they cannot get that corrected. No, he was from guilty here.
Ivor.
Yes. Yes.
You hear me? One thing I forgot to mention this morning is the West Indies squad to the UAE and the squad to the qualifier.
Oh, yeah, I know they have to the squad there.
They had names. two separate squads because the squad to the qualifier has some changes to it, while the squad to the UAE, I'm trying to, maybe on Sunday day.
Yeah, want to know why? We know the big boys in the IPL are gonna join for the qualifier.
Yeah.
But they're gonna have on the big show. But if you want to take some time out to work, you can. If not,
yeah,
can
yeah,
leave
that's,
it
that's what I'm trying to see if I can find the team near. I had it. Okay, the squad for the West Indies World Cup qualifier is Shea Hope, Rustin Chase, Akil Hussain, Brandon King, Rodman Powell, which is vice captain, Casey Carty, Kyle Mears, Ramir Shepherd, Timo Paul, Nicholas Puran, Jason Older, Alzari Joseph, Shamar Brooks, Yannick Carrier, and Kolekish Moti. So, as I said, those are the squad for the UAE is Keho, captain, Brandon King, vice captain, Ali Katanej, Shamar Brooks, Yannick Carrier, Casey Carty, Ralston Chase, Dominic Drake, Savine Hodges, Akeem Jordan, Kodish Moti, Timo Paul, Raymond Reefer, Odin Smith, and Devon Thomas. So, as you know, there are some, people like Thomas, Smith, Reefer, I think also Kimo Paul. Yeah, I think also Kimo Paul is replaced out of that squad. For the qualifier, Drake and Athanase are all. But what you know, they always say in cricket that you pick the guy that is hot or is in form. Don't know why we don't carry a player like Alec Athanase in the squad here for the 50 over. But let's see. I said we got to go the qualifying route again. Let's see if we can get one of these two places because I don't think it's going to be a walkover this time around for us because the teams that are in that qualifier are teams that are some top-notch teams there. Yeah, I just wanted to bring that little bit of sports
okay.
in there.
Okay, good. Thank you. Well, we'll have much more of that tomorrow with the heavyweights because I'm sure that's going to come up for discussion because you said it right. Ireland is in there. You have the USA is in there. You know, I'm going to try to support them as well. We have Sri Lanka in there. They've won the World Cup as well, so West Indies too. So only two teams are going to come out of that thing. And I'm sure they have over 12 teams or something like that. And just the top two, they just need two teams out of there. So West Indies have the World Cup out for them. Well, we're getting down to the half an hour, and then we go up the hill. Hopefully the clock will go up the hill slowly. It's run down the hill here quickly. From 11 o'clock to 11:28 on my clock. So let's hope it goes up the hill slowly. We're into the commentary here. We haven't heard from Lynette, and I don't understand that. I mean, she put on her running shoes and she's gone running, but it is time to row your boat, bring the ship up. Oh, sure, Lynette. We have the last half an hour here. I wanted to touch a little bit on that impasse that was happening over there. Nevis concerning the NRP. And the NRP, I'm going to say, is NRP and Cleon. A lot of people have it so wrong. They got it twisted. And I should have sent a little something to Dennis so he can know what I'm speaking about here. In Nevis, we had a political party that used their resources, used candidates to go and try to dethrone a government. And the government itself would have used whatever they used to stay in power. But collectively, they rallied as a party. Upon the conclusion of the election, the incumbent remained winners with 3 seats to 2, as opposed to last time around, previous time, 2017, when they had 4 seats to 1. So they lost us, and they would see that they lost was won by an unlikely opponent, a newcomer who happens to be the leader of the party, but to take down a seat and to overhaul some 300 plus votes and to end up winning by, you know, maybe about 12 votes, something like that. You're not just winning by 12 votes because you won by 212 votes. You have to take down the margin that all of your opponents been losing by over the years and years. You just couldn't win that seat. But anyway, surprise win, but that was the leader. The deputy leader of the party was the sole winner for 2 years prior because she got in there via a by-election. After the election, I'm going to cut to the chase, though. We only have half an hour. This lady would have approached the leader who would have won her seat. Now they're in opposition. She called a meeting. Not that the NRP called a meeting. Not that the leader called her to a meeting. She called the leader to order and said, listen, I would like to be the leader of the opposition since I was in here for 2 years before you. You're inexperienced. I'm going to use my own words now. So I think it's quite fitting for me to continue. The leader took it to the party. I would have had to pick it up and say, we are a little noisy in the back. We have a little, I don't know what that is, but I like to leave the line open in case anybody wants to put it anytime. So what I'm saying, you know, it came to a head where the leader and the party would have asked the lady to sign a paper, which is required by the Constitution, to give support to whomever is going to be the leader of the opposition, or in any case of being premier, you have to have a signature saying, we support this person. Well, she was asked to support the leader because they agreed that the leader should remain the leader of the party. And if the leader is named as leader, the constitution of the NRP states that the leader would select the senator that is afforded them. That another person who is not elected, didn't run for office, but they can select that. So the deputy decides she's going to back her. Listen, I don't mind you being the leader, since you say you're going to be the leader. But if that is the case, I want to be the one to pick the senator. In an interview, she shipped it and said, I would like to have an input in selecting the senator. Okay, nothing is wrong with that. Lo and behold, she wrote to the governor. Mind you, a letter supposed to be sent to the governor saying, this person or person support this individual as the leader of the opposition. Never heard of. She wrote a letter to the governor saying, I do not support the leader of the NRP as the leader of the opposition. I don't know what gets up and who advised her to even do that. Because if no letter is sent to the governor saying, this person support you, it simply means you don't have a leader of the opposition. But she just so wanted that this lady don't get it. She wrote it and said, I don't support her. Anyway, that God. Election came, not election. House of Assembly came for the swearing in, and it was brought to my attention when I realized that they named these persons Premier, Deputy Governor, all the good stuff. But when it came to the two opposition leaders, they were just named as opposition members. And I queried, I said, I didn't hear the leader of the opposition name. And that's when I got involved, when I realized that something came at a stalemate. This girl just didn't want to sign and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, long story short, she got on the Alistair in her first interview after she got suspended because the committee decided they'd suspend her. They couldn't find her. And Little Neve is 32 square miles. They couldn't find her to engage in conversation. Her own mouth said 3 to 4 months, they couldn't even find her. They eventually served her by the bailiff for disciplinary hearing. And she said she's not going to go in any sham disciplinary hearing and all this kind of stuff. They even afforded her the opportunity, which was always there, to have representation by an attorney or what have you. She said, I'm not going to do that. Anyway, it came to a head where they decided, well, we're going to expel her from the party. They cannot expel her from the seat that she would have won. But they did that after she got into the parliament and declared herself as an independent person. Yes, I won on an NRP ticket, but I will be sitting in the House of Assembly as an independent. I've relinquished ties with the party. So now the party officially said, okay, after that, maybe about 2-3 months down the road, okay, now you're expelled from the party. You're not coming our way. You say you're not representing us. You are in the party. You're in the House of Assembly as an independent. Well, she got on an interview again with Celestia to speak about being expelled. And she got on there, and a few questions came across, not to her liking. And in her words, it seemed as if she and the interviewer arguing, and she did not come for this kind of an interview, and is that what she expected, and asked for pause, and in the end, after the interview, we stopped. Well, the last question, even after the pause was asked, well, would you care to answer this question? A question was asked. What is in it now for Cleon Stapleton and her future? Would you join with the government across the floor? Would you contest another election or what have you? And she refused to answer. In short, as I brought it here, I am saying that the interview itself was, to me, was okay by standing. The interviewee, which is a lawyer, should have been able to control the interviewer, because nobody can force you to answer questions. And sometimes you can throw back a question. Not that you're answering a question with a question, but sometimes you have to have the experience and the knowledge to know how you lead your interview. And I'm going to close by saying, for that young lady, any interview, unless she learns fast, that she's going to have, is to either have it pre-recorded, sign along the dotted line. Before you hear this, I have to edit it. Or always have a pre-recorded interview, because you cannot handle a live interview based on what she would have said. Whatever she came to expect is not happening. You're stopping it in the middle. And the way how it was done, you asked for pause. She asked for pause, but went on for about 40 seconds, or between 40 seconds and a minute, to explain why she wants a pause. There was no need to explain. I want a pause. Can we pause? Because I think we're becoming combative. I think we're arguing too much. I think we're that. You can't pause and be continuing. You're giving the interviewer rise to ask you questions. You want to pause because you want some water? You want to end? You want to? If you continue, I'm going to continue too. But up to when the lady asked the final question, it was for her now to say, I said pause. I'll put it on you. Do you know what pause means? I would say my interpretation of pause, or I would jump into a dictionary and said, pause means halt, stop, halt and pull up. Whatever colloquial language you want to sing, and put it on her, put the onus on her. She didn't. And I am saying, it was no good for me personally to lead anybody, to represent anybody, based on what I saw there. That was not leadership. And you're an elected official leading people. You want to go in there to make laws and rules and regulations to me? That kind of display, I am saying, have no kind of business in a public space. So that's my little rant there. I don't know, Colonel wanted to say his piece according to the interview. We had a discussion last evening, but what I said was leading up to a first interview, the interview, and then a second interview, and then my finding. I'm not putting it down, but outside of politics, I don't know much about it apart from hearing on the radio. And I said, personally, and as a human being, I have nothing against her. The stance she took with the politics, under the circumstances, I cannot, in good conscience, support. Panel, if you wish to continue it on air, that's fine with me. And anybody else, based on what I've said. Even though you didn't get all of the story or the other side of the story. But maybe Colonel can put the other side of the story. Or anybody else. 563-999-3693. Push the one. But I'm inviting Colonel.
I don't know the other side of the story either. I'm not familiar with the side of the story. I'm not familiar with any party to that conflict. I heard about the conflict, and I'm going to stick by my original position when I first heard of it. I'm saying, first of all, hear me clearly, that a relationship that fails, or in a relationship that fails, the parties who are in that relationship bear equal responsibility for its failure. From there, I'm going to go on to say that what I noticed was the collapse of a relationship because of a conflict. And that conflict can be, you know, to some extent, confined within the party, the NRP party. And I go on to say that if you cannot resolve a conflict among yourselves, it shows me, or what I understand from that, is that your leadership is deficient. And I stand by that.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Anyone? But I have a rebuttal for that, because if you're going to tell me that you take the horse to the water and the horse didn't drink, both are you responsible for the horse not drinking? I would not buy that. Both, I did what I was supposed to do. I took the horse to the water. That water was not drunk by the mule. That's a hard-headed mule. But I did what I was supposed to do. In this case, the leadership and the NRP did exactly what they had to do, and this lady just wouldn't sign on the dotted line and cause an impasse. How in the world can both
parties be culpable at the same level? Or you can tell me, that's not leadership quality. But the Constitution is telling you, what is required for me to move forward? There's only two of us here. You now have to sign to support me to move on. Like you decide, come hell, water high, water low, I am not signing that. Nobody can force you to sign it. Who am I with all my leadership skills and all my skills to really make you change your mind? And it takes me up to three, four months, as we said this. And the constituents and everybody is saying, we need representatives. We need a caretaker for our constituents. But this lady abandoned us and said, I'm jumping from the party. I'm going independent. Name someone here that when we have our problem in the constituency, we can go to that person. They're not doing anything. In the end, they said they're not going to sign. They're not going to participate in anything. How can you say that person? It's culpable. Just as the other person. When they're the one who's saying, I am doing everything I'm supposed to do. Please, sign it. I'm begging you. Just do it so we can move on. I'm doing what is in my purview. I can only do this, but I cannot make you sign it. You decide, I'm going to strangle this thing. I'm going to make it a power struggle. Whatever you want to put it. I have a trump card here. I'm going to spoil everything for you by just not signing. You can't afford another person that did everything that they had to do. I cannot, in good conscience, do that. You showed up. Everybody in the class showed up. And the one person who didn't show up in the class, and the whole class get punishment for that one person. That is not right either. Everybody is doing what they're supposed to do. But they say you go as a team. You decide, I ain't going in a class today. And if you don't go in class today, they expel the whole class. And you tell me that is right? That you who did everything you're supposed to do, 40 persons in a class, and the one person, they said, no, we're not going to graduate the class because this one person didn't come. So you stay there and ready to kill this one person. That one person should get punishment. I'm in my house and I raised my kids and I did everything in my power for that kid to be the best that he can be. And for some reason, he just take off and go down the wrong road. And he do something. So the police lock him up. And they're going to lock me up too? Boy, you on your own. You can't bring down my household or my community or my island or my country. Because you and you alone decide you're going to go. You're going to go left when everybody is going right. For me not to bear that stain that I couldn't get you. I got 10 kids. I get 9 to come this way. And when the one decide you're going to go left, you're going to say I don't have no parental influence because one decide you're going to turn rogue? Kind of like, yeah, I can't agree with that. And you're not asking me to agree with it. I know. I know that. But in good conscience, I cannot. You have to mentalize things. This one go over here, this one go over here. Yes, it's my duty to convince you that this is the right thing to do. Let us do this. But when I would have tried my best, that mediators, people come in, they spoke to both of us, they spoke to the party. This is good for the party. Mom, if you go down this road, it's not neither good for you nor for the party. I am willing. Let's go. We're going to go over here. You cannot blame the party and me because you get elected by the members, and the Constitution says, we can't take back your vote like that. The only way you can come back is for you to resign in your post. And then we have a by-election. Those constitutions, they need changing the world over. You get in there in good graces. And after you get in, you decide to turn rogue. And I cannot pull that from you because the Westminster system said the people elected you, and the vote of the people is the voice of God because they voted for me. But after that, I decide, oh, yeah, you don't vote for me?
I got 5 years here to sit down over here, and I'm going to just turn and go against you, and then upset the apple cart. And then you're going to blame me because you decide I get voted in here, and I'm going to sit down for the next 5 years and do nothing. A couple of government. And if the government falls, I cannot go with that. I just, in good conscience, cannot go with that. 11:49, folks, we're going to 12 o'clock. Mertis is here writing me saying, okay, enough of that. St. Martin just had a carnival. St. Thomas just had a carnival. And tomorrow is Mother's Day. And we promised the folks we'll just bring a little politics. So, promise made, promise kept. That's all that I can say without notice. But I know you need to wind something, you need a thing. So, he said, let me see what you type here. Man, play the All Zine song. Much as you got me wrong with you. Should all acquaintance be forgotten? Do you want me to play that? Because of the politics? Oh, Lord, much as I swear.
I see the questions in your eyes. I know what's weighing on your mind. You can be sure I know. Cause I stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry those happy tears. And though I make mistakes, I'll never break your heart. And I swear by the moon and the stars and the sky, I'll be there. I swear, like a shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you with dream with these two hands. We'll hang the memories on the wall. And when just the two of us are there, you won't have to ask if I still care. Cause as the time turns the page, my love won't end.
having this program this morning, one day before the official Mother's Day celebration. And Marches is something else. Marches said, although I love calypsos, you did the right thing by keeping it nice and soft and in accordance with what I would like for Mother's Day. And what did this one say? Oh, I didn't even know that much was on because I did not hear a voice for the day. Yeah, we did ask for her to come through. I did not hear her. So much is a special fan saying they did not hear your voice. So I'm going to check in the back room and see if you're there so they can hear you. So you can satisfy your special fan there.
My eyes when I couldn't see you so.
And we're going to hear you for the last time on this show for the day when you're going to bid farewell. Come on in, Donna. I think you're still up.
Hello,
yes,
as usual.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed the show this morning. And I'm going to bid everyone a blessed next week. Hope you enjoy your Mother's Day tomorrow. Hope that all will be well for the rest of the week. So, ta-da.
Ta-da. Good. Dennis, where are we going to meet tomorrow? And you can bid your farewell at the same time. Go on, Dennis. You there? Okay. Dennis is muted. Colonel, come on in.
Okay. Yeah, I got popped off for a little while. Well, let me just say, thanks to the listeners, hoping that we have served them well this morning with all the greetings and best wishes. Mothers, I hope all the mothers would have a swell time celebrating the wonderful contribution to the cause of the preservation of life and human survival. It's called motherhood. So, we love to bring you a wonderful show, a show that you can walk away and say, I enjoy that. And that's where we invite our special fans in to tell us, you did this wrong, or you did this right, so do it again. We appreciate those fans. And I appreciate being here with you. So I'm going to be here next week doing the same thing. Until then, celebrate Mother's Day well and have a great.
Okay, Dennis, we have you back. Let's see. If not, I'll just tell you, 6 o'clock in the morning, in the pier,
yeah.
I beg your pardon. Oh, go ahead, Dennis, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Ivor. I would like to invite your listeners and others to join us on the cricket show tomorrow at 6 p.m. on the Eastern time zone. We hope to cover many of the happenings, scores, results, and matches. And, of course, we'll have some discussion around the squad that's been picked to try to get advanced the West Indies into the ODI World Cup final upcoming. So join us tomorrow. We look forward to having you, hearing you, and don't be late. Thank you, Ivan.
To my surprise, you were not home, but from a little cottage in the grill, I wrote these lines.
first of all, the mothers out there, expectant mothers, and those who did not happen to get their womb blessed, but they would have done some motherly duty. I want to wish you all a very pleasant, happy Mother's Day when it comes tomorrow. Just go ahead and double the pleasure tomorrow, because every day should be like Mother's Day. Well, folks, it was indeed a pleasure bringing this show to you. I was your host, Ivor Henry, and we'll do it all again next week, Saturday. So until then, ciao. Ta-da.
To watch sunset at the Red Cafe, but from a little cottage in the crib, I wrote these lines to you. From a little cottage in the crib, I realize I love you. Brothers getting jaded, some hooked and some getting high, licking on the college high, some get high, jamming sense to mean a cake, then go west to a sunset at the Red Cafe, but from a little cottage in the green. I wrote these lines to you. From a little cottage in the green, I realized I love you.
Yes, well, of course, we saved the best for last. David's going to have the last word. I want to thank him for coming too. So, David, the last word is with you, and then we're out of here. We're going to the message.
Well, okay, I'd like to say, you know, thank you to the mothers of the nation. They deserve to be praised every day, not on a special day, but every day we need to give thanks. As I think Sizzler says, you know, thank you, Mama, for carrying me for the 9 months. Nobody knows the pain you bear or the suffering, you know, so we needed to, you know, say thank you to them every day, the builder of this nation. For all the listeners, I'm going to say, you know, enjoy yourself. Tomorrow, mothers, who celebrate, just enjoy yourself that day. And again, you know, thanks to the listeners. Thanks to Blog Talk for giving me the opportunity to have a say. And thanks to each and every one. Ladies, again, tomorrow is your day. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
That's the last word. May the rest of the day be the very